On Acoustic Tuesday, episode 15, you're going to gain a new travel companion, you're going to find out where to exchange your vinyl records, and you will finally find out if you won one of the 15, actually 18 prizes that I'm going to be giving away at the end of the show. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. I'm Tony Policastro from Tony's Acoustic Challenge. Welcome to episode 15 of Acoustic Tuesday. I am delighted that you are here. This is going to be a momentous episode. In fact, to help me carry the momentum, I'm here with, I almost called you Levi, Noah, it's never too cold for shorts, Heckman, and Levi, the purple people Noah. Eater, Kawila.
Levi.
Gentlemen.
Hey, Tony.
Thank you for being along for the ride today.
I'm glad you're here. Anytime.
You are welcome. I don't mind you mistaking me for Levi. I take that as a wonderful compliment.
Well, I had these names queued up. This was our We had two false starts before this, and I had some nicknames queued up. I wanted to change things up a little bit, and it usually throws me for a loop. So the never too cold for shorts, and
good.
I was looking at Levi, and it was just all around confusing. But so, guys, I have to jump into our five guitar geeky items today, as with every Acoustic Tuesday. But this episode is packed full of goodness, and before I even get into the guitar geek list today, I got a trivia question for you guys. And this one's for the birds. This is a question. Well, you'll figure out what it's about. Here we go. The Waterloo WL5. Let me start over. That was really a struggle. The Waterloo WL14 Scissor Tail, built by Collings Guitars, is an ode to what make and model guitar that was made between 1940 and 1942. Was it A, the Harmony Cardinal, B, the Kalamazoo Oriole, C, the Regal Robin, or D, the Airline Falcon? Go ahead and ponder that. There's a lot of birds to consider there, so go ahead and think about that while I divulge the guitar geekiness that is Acoustic Tuesday, starting with item number 5, your brand new traveling companion. Now, I love travel guitars, no joke. I love the Taylor GS Mini. I think it sounds amazing. The Martin Dreadnought Jr. was Martin's answer to the Taylor GS Mini. I've reviewed the Santa Cruz Firefly, which could be put in the travel guitar category. And those are all great travel guitars. I'm talking solid wood tops on the first two, all solid on the second one. And they're just fantastic sounding smaller instruments. But what happens when you want to play by the campfire? What happens when it rains out, when it snows out, and you travel to a really humid climate, say Hawaii or something like that? Or let's say your 7-year-old niece is dying to show you what she just learned on guitar, and there you are holding your wonderful travel guitar, and you're thinking, I'm a little bit nervous. There's a campfire there. She's right there. I'm not sure I can do this. Well, enter Close Carbon Fiber Travel Guitars. Adam and Ian are the folks over at Close Guitars, and they have developed an absolutely wonderful carbon fiber travel guitar. And what I love about carbon fiber is actually the look. And now I'm a traditionalist through and through. I love wooden guitars, but carbon fiber has a beautiful weave pattern to it. It's almost captivating because it's just kind of, it's got movement, and the way these guys do it is amazing. A lot of thought went into developing this guitar, and I gotta say they did a great job. The carbon fiber body is small. The neck is actually made out of wood and feels nice and solid. It's a fuller profile, and it sounds really good considering that it is a carbon fiber guitar and it is small. It actually packs a pretty full, lush sound. But rather than me describe it, I'd rather have you hear it. So I did a review on this a couple weeks ago, and we got a little snippet of it for you to check out right now. Thank you. All right, so there you have it. That is the Close Carbon Fiber Travel Guitar, a really well thought out instrument. I mean, you can use this thing if it's snowing, if it's raining, in front of the campfire. No matter the climate, you can totally use this instrument and it really won't affect it at all. In fact, on their website, you can see them using it as a golf club, literally teeing off with a Close Carbon Fiber guitar. They're pretty indestructible, and that's nice peace of mind to have when you travel. It comes with a bag, a rain sleeve, the whole deal. You definitely ought to check them out. In fact, I'll be giving one away at the end of the show. And, well, I've got some other cool news from them. They are actually currently developing a carbon fiber uke, which you can find out more on their website as well. So make sure to check them out. Let's move to item number four. This was actually brought to my attention from a viewer of Acoustic Tuesday. And it is an online resource for luthiers, an online luthier school. It's called The Luthier's Edge, brought to you by Art of Luthery. And the fellow that runs it is Tom Bills, who makes really, really outstanding instruments. And this online resource, now this is a paid program, packed full of video lessons from fretting, headstock binding, inlay, how to fit a brace to an archtop guitar. You name the topic, there's a video lesson. If there's not a video lesson, there's likely an ebook. And if there's not one of those, there's likely a photo tutorial. This is an in-depth, deep dive of luthery and guitar building. And, you know, on past episodes, I've mentioned, you know, Stuart McDonald, Luthiers Mercantile, places you can actually get supplies to build a guitar. But short of buying a book and trying to use those examples, sometimes you have the best of intentions and those pieces and parts that you purchased may just kind of sit. This takes it one step further and you're learning from an expert with some really incredible videos. There's even one of them that really sticks out is how to make jigs for a dovetail neck joint, which sounds like rocket science to me, but the way that he breaks it down is really quite elegant and he just does a wonderful job. The videos are beautiful, so I encourage you to check that out. I know it's on my list. It was going to be this winter's project, but you know, Acoustic Tuesday's happening. Christmas is right around the corner. I think maybe in the new year it'll be my New Year's resolution. So maybe I'll document that if I happen to go through that process with you. But be sure to check that out. Again, that's The Luthier's Edge. You can find out more details on any of the things that I've mentioned at AcousticTuesdayShow.com. Go to episode 15. You'll see all the show notes, all the cool links to the Close Carbon Fiber guitars, and also the Luthier's Edge website, and of course, all the other things that I'm going to be talking about. But before I get to item number three, which is what I'm listening to this week, I have to take a visit to the mailbag, because this was there's a lot came in the mail this week. So I got some Santa Cruz strings for myself, which I'm pretty excited about. So thank you, Santa Cruz, Carolyn and Richard. Thank you guys both. Also, well, I'm going to be giving away 12 sets of strings at the end of the show. So those came. I'm going to be giving all these away. I also got, I'm going to keep the Santa Cruz train rolling because they really sent a wonderful care package, kind of the holiday package. Got a wonderful shirt from the folks at Santa Cruz. Very
cool. That's
cool
looking.
Very cool shirt. Yeah, they Carolyn only sent me one.
I wear a medium.
Yeah. So that's cool. And
that's an awesome shirt.
For the tack tree.
Did she say who it was for?
It's definitely for me.
It said yeah. The shirt's for Tony.
Well, I opened the box, so I'm pretty sure it was for me. We also got our first Christmas ornament for the tack tree, a Santa Cruz Guitar Company Yuletide ball. Is that what they call these things? A Yuletide ball?
I like that term. I use it
that
myself.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, okay. It's cool.
We should get a tree.
Yeah, we have to get a tree. So I'm going to just pop that up there because that's pretty awesome. I mean, we're in December, so we may as well. And last but not least, I got my new, I almost called it an episode, my new acoustic guitar magazine, which has got some really cool features in it. It's a little bit thinner, but that's okay because it's packing a punch. There's a really cool expose feature on beyond strumming, different styles of strumming, rhythmic styles on the guitar. There's also a section on loop pedals, which I actually found pretty interesting. And there's a feature on this really cool old Gibson in the back that I found interesting as well. So anyways, just wanted to give you guys an update of what was happening in the mailbag. It was a busy, the mailman was busy at TAC Studios this week, but I digress. I'm going to
get to... Yes, you do.
I'm going to move to what I'm listening to this week because I'm listening to another power trio this week, an acoustic power trio made up of what I'll call some of the leading women in the bluegrass scene. I think I can call it bluegrass scene, but I'll go back one step. I'll call it the acoustic music scene. The band is called I'm With Her. It is composed of Sarah Watkins of Nickel Creek and the Watkins, what do they call it? The Watkins Family Band? Is that they have a kind of a side project? Or the Watkins Radio Hour or something like that?
You know what? I'm not sure.
That's okay. She's awesome. Awesome. Killer voice, awesome fiddle playing. Sarah Jarosz, who plays pretty much anything with strings on it, and Aoife O'Donovan of Crooked Still. These three combined with both their instrumental skills and their amazing vocal skills to create what I think is a masterpiece. Cool thing, they have a new album coming out February 16th, 2018, and they're going to be touring that from January 2018 through May 2018. So be sure to check their website to see if they're coming to a spot near you. You don't want to miss them. But let's have a listen. So they got this tune, Crossing Muddy Waters, which I think is a John Hiatt tune. I'm not 100% on that, but they did a wonderful job arranging this tune, and it sounds amazing. So let's have a listen.
Down to the banks in an old mule car, she took a flatboat across the shallows. Left me in my tears to drown. She left her baby daughter. Now the river's wide and deep and brown. She's crossing muddy waters. Standing in the fields, be rotten come November, and a bitter heart will not reveal a spring that love remembers. When that sweet brown girl of mine, hair black as a raven, we broke the bread and drank the wine from a jug that she'd been saving.
There you have it. That is the band I'm With Her. Again, they have an album coming out February 16th, 2018. It is entitled See You Around. And again, they're going to be touring January through May of 2018. So be sure to check out their website. And if you're wondering where to find them, just go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com. Check out episode 15. All the show notes will be there. You can click on the link and find out all you need to know if you want to do a deep dive. I'm laughing because I know for a fact that when Levi likes one of the songs or the bands that I pick, he plays it way longer and he starts doing some weird dancing back there. And he gives me these gestures of like, oh, this is so awesome. So I'm looking at him for the signal like, hey, we're back. And he's just doing his thing and off in his own land. So,
well, I'm a big Nickel Creek fan.
So. Yeah, that's true. You saw them.
I did.
Not
I
too long ago.
I saw them in Missoula and it was incredible. So. So Sarah's my jam. She's
and Noah just corrected me that it's the Watkins, what is it? The Watkins Family Hour?
Hour.
Watkins Family Hour is another one of Sarah Watkins' projects. So again, the three ladies that make up I'm With Her, Aoife O'Donovan of Crooked Still, Sarah Jarosz, who's just an amazing, she played with pretty much everybody, and Sarah Watkins, formerly of Nickel Creek, currently of Nickel Creek, and Watkins Family Band. Watkins Family Hour. Huh! Noah, I'm gonna let you take the reins for a little bit because I am derailing.
No, it's all you. All right.
Yeah, we're gonna do some small wins.
I'm ready. Ready.
Oh, we are. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let me hit the thing. Here we go.
Well, you know, if Levi followed the checklist. All right. Now small wins. Here we go. They're here, I promise. Sorry, we did that new thing where now every time I open up a window, our death clock comes up so I can live each day to the fullest.
That's right.
And my bookmarks are, anyways.
Thank you, Tim Ferriss.
Thank you. Yep. All right, small wins for this week, found from last week's episode. Now, here's what's cool. Cody did a little combined thing because last episode, this whole thing, this new thing exploded.
What was that new thing?
It was the hashtag fam jam, right?
Yes,
because,
yes.
Because a lot of small wins, which ends up being huge wins, end up being family jams.
Yeah.
And then this thing happened, and there were several of them in the comments. So Cody did like a combined thing here. He did hashtag fam jam, finally started playing guitar after wanting to do so for 30 years. Last night I played with my son in his school talent show. He was on the drums, his buddy was on the bass, and I was on guitar.
That is cool.
So that connects to the small win, which that's a win, but his small win, he says, thanks for all the inspiration and information.
Oh, man.
We'll get more to the fam jam later on.
That's good.
Paul, his small win. For me this week, I actually got to watch Acoustic Tuesday on Tuesday. Keep up the great work, Tony, Levi, and Noah. Love the show. Hashtag embrace the acoustic geekiness.
Mm. Cheers.
Well, he's trying to start a new hashtag.
Yeah, yeah, I see what he's doing there. Kids throw him out.
Yeah.
And Didgeridoo Blue, small win. I've snagged a couple tickets to see Tommy Emmanuel's Christmas tour show.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, and last small win for now. Matthew, and this was a recent one. I just happened to check. So I have to play catch up on the last couple of episodes. Sorry, fellas. I have an awesome small win. Our new baby daughter and future guitar geek, Maya Lynn, arrived on the 20th, and she loves Tony's Hog's Back album. She totally brightens up every time we put it on. Thank you so much for the show. You guys are the highlight of our week. My fiance and the baby and I huddle up around the computer and make the show a big part of our family time. Much love and respect to you, Tony, Noah, and Levi.
Oh, wow.
That's
thank
very
you. And
cool.
Congratulations yes. to you and your family. That's outstanding.
It's a big deal.
It sounds like we have another guitar geek to add to the crew.
Oh, totally.
And that's kind of a fam jam right there.
That is. I was just going to say, that's kind of a fam jam.
That's a real thing. Yeah.
That's outstanding.
And then last small win, I'm sneaking it in. Ian, glad my hashtag small wins from last week inspired the new hashtag fam jam. So
completing the loop.
Completing. Yes. That's fantastic. Well, thank you for everybody that shared your small win with us. If you ever want a small win featured on the Acoustic Tuesday show, all you have to do is visit the YouTube episode in the comments, put hashtag small win, and go ahead and enter your small win. Maybe you got concerts to a killer show. Tickets to a killer concert. That's exactly what I meant. Maybe you tried new strings and you love them. Maybe you got a new guitar. Maybe you got a new book you want to share with everybody. Whatever you want guitar geeks to know, that's a small win. Go ahead and put hashtag small win, and we'll go ahead and rifle through those. They're really fun to read. And of course, the new hashtag, fam jam.
Yes.
If you find yourself at any point jamming with a son, daughter, niece, somebody in your family, exchanging cool guitar geeky ideas, that's considered a fam jam. Hashtag fam jam, go ahead and enter what it is, and we'll read some of those during the show as well. Noah, thank you for reading those.
You are
welcome.
That was
very, very good selection. Very good selection this week.
Thank you.
Cheers. Cheers to you. Cheers to you, Levi. Cheers to everybody for the small wins. Let's keep that positivity rolling. Let's keep the guitar geeks uniting. This is like a movement. I feel like I'm part of a movement. This is outstanding. And speaking of movement, let's move on to item number two. So this one comes with a story. I promise I'll try and make it short. We got a lot to cover. I'm going to give away gear. Item number one is a dream for any solo performer, but let's just focus on item number two. I was in Boise two times in the last, I would say, two years. For concerts. I love going to Boise. I think it's an amazing town. The first time I was there, I went to see Slipknot. And the second time I was there, I went to see the Milk Carton Kids. Two very different ends of the spectrum. But what I'm trying to illustrate here is that I love all types of music. I am a metalhead. I will own it. I love it. I am also an acoustic guitar geek, hence Acoustic Tuesday. And being that I love music of all shapes, sizes, forms, and genres, I had to find a record store when I was in Boise, and up popped the Record Exchange. So I walk up to this building called the Hitchcock Building. There's crows painted on the outside, and it's huge. It's an enormous record store that has some of the most diverse offerings I have really ever experienced. I walked out of there with a new to me, Leo Kottke album that had last Steam Engine Train on. I think it was called Greenhouse. Got that there. I found an old Tom Paxton album. I mean, the list goes on. I found tons of gems, acoustic, weird, rare gems. So if you're looking for anything oddball, anything vinyl, be it new, used, extremely rare, whatever the case may be, please check out Record Exchange in Boise, Idaho. Quick hello to both Brian and Esty, who helped me out both times that I was there. They may not remember me, but I certainly remember them because their knowledge was amazing. I was floored. I was floored by the selection. I felt like I could bring any record up to the counter and somebody that was working there would know about it, make a comment on it, and just give me that warm, fuzzy feeling of just like being, you know, geeks with other music geeks and guitar geeks. So please check out the Record Exchange. Again, Boise, Idaho. You can't miss the building. It's stunning and the selection is unbelievable. Holy smokes, guys. We got to give away some gear, but we're not there yet. Noah, people are chatting.
Yes, they
are. About last show.
And the chatter is increasing. It's so hard to even begin to choose which ones to talk about.
I've really been enjoying some of the comments. I really have.
Right. So we're on to comments.
Yeah, I want you to tell me what people are saying. I mean, I've taken a sneak peek, but you always select some dandies.
Yes, I would love to do so. All right, so a couple shout outs from last week's show for those tuning in. Dan, Patrick, Royce, Chris, Matt, Steve, Forrest, Paul, Cliff, Tanner, and many, many more. I wish I could list everyone. And for some comments, Patrick says, I was watching the show last night when Noah was reading the viewer comments. My wife asked me if I have ever made a comment. I told her, no, I usually don't comment on anything. So she said, well, then you aren't really a guitar geek. So here I am. Anyway, love the show and look forward to it each week. You guys are awesome.
That's outstanding.
I didn't add that last part. He really wrote that. Now, here's where I started wondering like what to do with the Fam Jam hashtag. So I wanted to include a couple of those this week.
Okay, okay.
So I'm gonna take these as comments, but celebrating jamming with the fam.
Awesome.
So Chris, hashtag Fam Jam is how I got into playing. For about 20 years, I wanted to learn and play acoustic guitar. It was not until the fall of 2016 when my then 8-year-old son asked for a guitar that I finally started. He got an acoustic for Christmas, and I bought mine shortly after that. He takes lessons, while I started learning through various YouTube videos before discovering TAC. We practice together 3 to 4 nights a week, and nothing is better.
That is way awesome.
That's awesome.
That is way cool. I mean, that just hits you, you know?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, how many? And it's very common. The son or the daughter starts learning.
Yeah.
And then the parent slides in and starts learning with them. It's awesome.
It just pulls at the acoustic guitar geek heartstrings. Just, you know.
Yes.
In the in-tune acoustic guitar geek heartstrings.
Now, once Chris's son gets into Slipknot and then he starts learning Slipknot tunes on guitar. Okay. And then I want to throw one more in there. Fam Jam from Judy, going to play with the Beeson Family Band at Toys for Tots gig next week. Stellar. It's a big win for me. I write the songs and get to play with my son and his friends who are fabulous musicians and make up the Beeson Family Band. They make the songs I write sound good. Thank you, Judy.
Cheers. That's outstanding.
Yeah, cheers to
that.
And
a good cause, too.
And again, I wish I could get to everybody's comment. There's tons of comments on just the content from last week's show and just people geeking out on it.
That's outstanding. I just, man, it's so cool to hear from you guys. So please leave a comment. I want to know what you think about the show. What new discovery did you make? What new discovery do you want us to make? What did you have a Fam Jam? Did you have a small win? Hashtag small win. Hashtag Fam Jam. Please leave your comments. They truly are a joy to read, and it's just amazing to me how the acoustic guitar geek community continues to grow. I mean, it's pretty stunning. Levi and Noah and I were just talking about this prior to recording today, and I am just continually flabbergasted by all the guitar geeks out there. So thanks for being a part of just something awesome. Speaking of something awesome, I've got item number one. It's actually sitting next to me. Oftentimes when you're considering playing solo or playing a gig or playing a show or maybe playing at a local coffee shop, gosh, even maybe starting an open mic in your area, if even that comes in on the radar, the whole notion of, okay, well, now I got to get a PA system. that can be dizzying. It can be very stress-inducing because there's a lot of parts and pieces. The classic PA, you got speakers, stands, cables, mixer, amps, you know, all sorts of things, a lot of things to consider. So item number one is a PA system that is really, truly a dream for any solo, duo, open mic situation. Any sort of performer that needs to fill a room that is a little bit larger than what an amp, just an acoustic amp alone, can cover. Enter the Bose Compact L1. This little buddy made by Bose is really a fantastic PA system, and it's self-contained. The speaker is right here. It literally goes up on these extension pieces, these long black extension pieces. The little tiny speaker sits on top, and it can fill a room. It's easy to set up. It takes like a minute to set up. No joke. It's two extension sticks and the little speaker all fitting in the bass. The bass is the subwoofer. The top speaker is your main speaker. And it has two inputs on it. It has one for guitar, which is a quarter inch input. You just plug your guitar right in. And it has one XLR input for a mic. So, I mean, if you're a solo performer that's playing guitar and singing, this is absolutely perfect for you. I use mine on all of my duo gigs, all of my solo gigs, any small room gigs. This is absolutely perfect for it. But one of the limiting pieces of it as it is like, well, there's only two inputs on it. So what do you do? Well, you can actually take an external mixer if you want to go that route and plug it into it, expanding your inputs by however many your mixer has. So it's an extremely versatile unit. I think it's a lot more versatile than it's pegged in any of the things that I read. I was like, man, just plug another mixer into there and you can have this easy to set up PA system. But in its basic form, it's super easy to use. The inputs are all they have. You plug in your mic, you plug in your guitar, there's a volume on each one, so you set your levels, and in a matter of 5 minutes, you're sound checked and ready to play. Now, one quick note, my experience with the Bose L1 Compact is that it has a tendency to be kind of bass heavy and a little bit, it can be a little bit unclear in the mid-range. So there's an EQ on the mic channel, and what I usually do is take the bass and turn it almost all the way down, and I just kick the treble up a little bit to make sure that people are hearing okay. But other than that, I mean, it's truly a fantastic PA system. I'm setting it on the desk, and I'm now looking at all the nicks and dings and quite possibly drinks that have spilled on it. But it's roadworthy, it's rugged, it's really easy to use, and I just wanted to make sure you guys were aware of it, because sometimes an amp just doesn't cut it, and that's okay. Some rooms are just bigger. Quite frankly, they're just bigger. So the Bose L1 Compact is awesome. I think it's right around, I feel like it's right around $850 or $900, but if you want to do a kind of a deep dive on that particular PA system, it's funny to call it a PA system because it's really so easy. I'll just say PA. System sounds intimidating. But if you want to learn more about it, go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com. Click on episode 15. You'll find all the show notes from today. Closed carbon fiber travel guitar, the Luthier's Edge website, the I'm With Her killer band, the Record Exchange in Boise, and of course, the Bose L1 Compact. Now, I've got to give away some gear. I've got, I got 18 prizes that I'm about to give away. I still have your quiz answer that I can't wait to share with you because I thought this was a cool one. And and we got to look into next week. So we've still got some items of business. So let's take the quiz answer. Let's go ahead and divulge that information. And real quick, your quiz again, your trivia question for the day was, the Waterloo WL-14 scissor tail, built by Collings Guitars, is an ode to what make and model guitar that was made between 1940 and 1942? Was it the Harmony Cardinal, the Kalamazoo Oriole, the Regal Robin, or the Airline Falcon? And if you answered the Kalamazoo Oriole, you are correct. The WL-14 scissor tail built by Collings is an ode to the Kalamazoo Oriole. And one of the coolest things you can do is go online and look for an image of the headstock of the Kalamazoo Oriole. It says Kalamazoo on the top and it's got a little picture of an Oriole. Think the Orioles baseball team. And then if you look at the WL-14 scissor tail made by Collings, it says Waterloo at the top and it has a picture of a scissor tail, which is actually a bird as well. Very cool and just a neat... I love it when guitar makers of this day and age kind of pay homage to some of the iconic guitars that maybe weren't as prevalent. A lot of the stuff by Kalamazoo now is, but it kind of was the I call it maybe lower tier back in the day. But it's really cool to see that, and great job, Callings, for doing such a great job honoring that instrument. Whew. Are we ready to give away some stuff? Kinda.
I've been
Let's
waiting.
Let's jump in.
Let's well, do it.
I'm so pumped.
Guys, before we do that, I just want to take a second, and I got it. Can I do a little reflection? Can I have a moment of reflection?
I don't have like slow motion like montage music queued up, but please do.
Can we get some dramatic ahead. Music?
Yeah.
I got it. Thanks, Noah. I got to tell you the story of Acoustic Tuesday. So Acoustic Tuesday was a show that I remember Levi coming into TAC Studios one day, and he said, I think we need to do like a show, like a weekly show. And we started talking about it, and kind of just, the two of us were geeking out on it. Noah came into the picture. We all started geeking out on it. And between the three of us, we thought, this is really cool. This is neat. But it was really only three of us in a room. And we were super reluctant to even do the first episode. So much so that it was put off time and time and time and time again. Until finally, we're like, you know what? We're going to just do it. And it's not, the first episode is not going to be polished. We don't even know what the format's going to be. And we're just going to do it. And that was Acoustic Tuesday, episode one. Of course, you can certainly check that out if you want to. AcousticTuesdayShow.com. I encourage you for a good laugh. Go ahead and check that out. So we did that first episode, and it felt so good. It was a chance for, well, all the acoustic guitar geeks to, well, unite, really. And little did any of us know that there were a lot of acoustic guitar geeks out there. And here we are in episode 15. So episode one, we're kind of not, we don't know what's going to happen. Here we are in episode 15, and the show now has over 100,000 views on YouTube, which is absolutely mind-blowing. I mean, I just want to take a second and actually just really, truly, sincerely thank you from all of us here, all three of us, for being a part of this Acoustic Guitar Geek movement, because you are making Acoustic Tuesday what it is. And you're helping define and carve out where it's going. And really, nobody can stop the Guitar Geek momentum, because so we just launched the audio podcast version of the show. Again, the whole scenario played out like, can this be a podcast? I don't know. Let's try an audio podcast. Let's just try it. So we launched that and asked very kindly of the Acoustic Guitar Geek community to leave reviews. Well, wake up this morning and there's over 700 reviews of the Acoustic Tuesday podcast, which again was just like, we're standing here in the studio today and we're just like, whoa, there's a lot of acoustic guitar geeks out there. So again, I just want to thank you for helping create this amazing Acoustic Guitar Geek Fest that we've now come to know and love as Acoustic Tuesday. Here we are in episode 15, and there are plans for so much more. And again, I just want to thank you for being a part of this and helping kind of carve out the direction, helping steer the ship with us. We've got a ton of new segments coming up. We're going to be working with Matt of Eddie's Guitars. Eddie's Guitars, thanks for the shirt, Matt. Happy LaCroix to you. We're going to be working with Matt on a special Ask Matt segment that we're really close to launching. And we're also going to be working with some artists and bringing them into the show culture, and some really cool segments with that as well. And of course, just some of the people we've met so far. A lot of you guitar geeks have made comments and written in, and it's wow. I don't have words. Do you guys have any words? Because I'm struggling right now.
We're also reluctant on another idea to add to it, and I could imagine in another 20 episodes looking back at how reluctant we were and being like, man, you know, I'm really glad that we decided to figure out how to do that.
It's true. It's so
cool.
So
there is that little secret upcoming segment.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Levi.
So, yeah, again, I know I've said thanks a lot, but I really, truly mean it. This isn't just a, oh, neat, thanks. You guys are a part of something that is huge. And it's three of us here in the studio, and it's you guys at home listening and watching, and just combining Guitar Geek forces, uniting all the guitar geeks. And I want to keep it going, and I just want to again thank you for helping spread the word. If you have a Guitar Geek buddy of yours that you know would love the show, benefit from any portion of the show, please share it with them. And you can of course catch Acoustic Tuesdays on any Tuesday, well, on all Tuesdays. It airs at 10 a.m. Mountain Time on YouTube, and of course, it is released at the same time as an audio podcast on iTunes. I know, Tony, enough with the sentimental stuff. Let's win some gear, shall we? So first, I'm giving away 18 prizes. I actually added some bonus prizes at Noah's urging.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And that was before I knew about the
bonus. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, this Let's is do exciting. It. I'm ready. Okay, I'm here ready. We go. Here, I've got really a lot of paperwork here. Okay, so let's announce some winners. So I want to thank you for everybody that left a review for the iTunes audio podcast. Really, truly appreciate you taking time out to do that. And of course, by doing that, that entered you into the gear giveaway. So the first prize that I'm going to be giving is you get sent to your door. Where are they? A set of both low tension and mid tension Santa Cruz parabolic tension guitar strings. You get both sets, and there's actually 12 of these prizes. So the following folks have won two sets of Santa Cruz parabolic tension guitar strings in no particular order. Jim B, son of Gumby. P. Taltasia, Axe Girl, Gel 3571, The Mighty Wyatt, Maybell 2, King Shanos, Juliet, Wooden Strings, Kelvo, Indie Girl 105, and Bushwhacker 71. I want to thank you guys for leaving a review, and also congratulate you on winning two sets of Santa Cruz Parabolic Tension guitar strings. If that was one of your screen names, please contact us at support@tonypolicastro.com. Go ahead and compose an email that says podcast giveaway winner, and we'll make sure to get the right address for you and send those strings to your door. Congratulations to all of you.
Yay. Congratulations. Yeah.
What's the sound of three hands clapping? That's it.
Six hands. So.
six hands. I meant three pairs.
That's good. That's really good.
Guys, it's a struggle. Moving to the next tier of prizes. And this was actually an addition. Okay, I got to get my details here.
All right, yes.
So, okay. A lot of details here. The folks, I got to, again, thank both Carolyn and Richard and everybody at Santa Cruz Guitar Company. They are acoustic guitar geeks. They hopped on the Acoustic Tuesday bandwagon, and I've been communicating with Carolyn, and it's been a real treat, and they are excited about the show, and they are excited about bringing guitar geeks together as we're doing here on the show. So they actually threw in two more prizes, and that was as following. So I'm going to give away two 1-year subscriptions of strings. Okay, what does that mean? Well, that means you're going to get two sets of strings every 3 months for an entire year. So that's 8 sets of strings. You never have to worry if you're going to have any, because they're going to be sent directly to your door from the folks at Santa Cruz. Who won those subscriptions? Well, Kate Hamilton, you won yourself a 1-year subscription to Santa Cruz Guitar Strings, and Pat Horwath also won a 1-year subscription to Santa Cruz Guitar Strings. Congratulations to both of you. Please email us at support@tonypolicastro.com, and we'll be sure to get your address and connect you with the Santa Cruz folks so you can get going on your string subscription. Congratulations to you guys. Now I've got 4 more prizes to give away here. I've got, well, this was a Noah urge. This was Noah kind of elbowed me, and he said, "You're only going to give away one lifetime membership to Tony's Acoustic Challenge?" And I said, "Well, that's what we said."
That's a good point.
And he said, "Why don't you just do 2?
Yeah.
And I said, "Okay, Noah."
You know, Noah's always advocating.
Mm-hmm.
Advocating for the geeks, the members. That's what's so awesome.
He really is.
He's an acoustic guitar geek advocate.
Correct.
That's his professional title.
That's what I am.
Yeah. I oftentimes picture us as if we were in high school. And I picture Noah as the guidance counselor. He's the guy where you go in and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing. And he's like, well, what do you like?
That is such a good point. he has served that role for as long as we've known.
Yeah. I mean,
which actually is a long time.
Yeah.
Fellas, I've actually considered the school guidance counselor as a career.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd be phenomenal at it.
Well, thank you. If it wasn't for TAC, I'd be a school guidance counselor.
Well, thank you for being the TAC school guidance counselor thing.
You're welcome.
So you can thank Noah for this. We're giving away two lifetime memberships to Tony's Acoustic Challenge, and the following folks have won those. Athletic with a K, 27. Congratulations, you are now a lifetime member of Tony's Acoustic Challenge. And S. Adams, 122. You are also now a lifetime member of Tony's Acoustic Challenge. Welcome to the family. Woo! Spread the guitar geekiness. Yeah. Congratulations.
Love it.
Get okay. Those three hands.
Next up on our list, ladies and gentlemen, knock it off. I'm giving away the Mesa Boogie Rosette DI. This is something that has worked its way into my live gear rig, and I totally love it. I reviewed it. It's really an outstanding piece of gear. I'm going to give one of these bad boys away. A brand new one, not mine, but a brand new one. And if your name, if your iTunes reviewer name was Tanner Carlson 23, congratulations. You now have yourself a Mesa Boogie DI, the Rosette DI. It's all yours. And of course, please email us at support@tonypolcastro.com to claim your prize.
All right, fantastic.
Levi had his hands. He was like quick draw McGraw over there. Okay, last but certainly not least, I am going to be giving away, thank you to the folks at Close Guitars for making this giveaway possible. We're going to be giving away a Close Carbon Fiber Travel Guitar full of all the extra goodies and all that stuff. It's going to have a strap, capo with it, gig bag, rain cover, the full deal, so you can take it wherever you go on your travels. And if your name, well, I actually know your name and location now because your screen name said it all. Tom Clark in Iowa. Congratulations. You won yourself a Close Carbon Fiber Travel Guitar.
Yay! Nice. I just got to say, I wanted all of those.
I did too.
Yeah.
It's going to be sad to see him go. But hopefully that's not the last giveaway that we do on Acoustic Tuesday. I don't think it will be.
Mm-mm.
I mean, we want to spread the guitar geek love much as possible. So, again, for anybody that I mentioned so far, all you have to do to claim your prize is email us at support@tonypolacastro.com. In the subject line of your email, please put podcast giveaway winner, and we'll go ahead and make sure we have the right address for you and send off your goodies. It'll be showing up at your door just in time for the holidays. So, I forgot. I have bonuses. I know.
There's more? Seriously?
Well, I know. But wait, there's more.
You do that on purpose.
So doing giveaways is always hard because, you know, you have people that win. It's like, oh, that's so exciting. And then you have people that are like, oh, man, I was totally hoping to get one of those things and I didn't. That's okay. I've got some, I got some special deals for Acoustic Tuesday viewers. So let's start out first with, I've kind of gloated about the folks at Santa Cruz, but I spent time on the phone with both Carolyn and Richard. It was actually really cool. I called expecting to talk to Carolyn. We've only communicated by email. And I called to try and work out the string giveaway and things like that. And who answers the phone? Richard Hoover answers the phone. And we just had an awesome discussion. And I was so stunned because he was just in the office answering phones and just kind of being a guitar geek. So thank you again to the folks at Santa Cruz. And they even went one step further and they said, hey, for any Acoustic Tuesday viewer, if you sign up for a subscription to Strings, you get one free additional set for yourself, or they'll send it to a friend of yours if you want to spread the guitar geek love. So all you have to do for that, santacruzguitar.com. Go to their website. You can sign up for your subscription of strings. You name the quantity, name when you want it delivered. I believe they deliver quarterly. And just by doing that, you can go ahead and get an extra set of strings, either for yourself or a guitar geek friend that you may want to share that guitar geek love with. So thanks again to those guys. For those of you who are hoping for a set of Santa Cruz guitar strings, well, you have an opportunity to get an extra set now. And last but certainly not least, the folks at Close Carbon Fiber Guitars are offering a special deal for Acoustic Tuesday viewers. So anytime you go to the Close Guitar website, again, which you can find at AcousticTuesdayShow.com in the episode 15 show notes, anytime if you want to buy a Close Carbon Fiber guitar, be it the standard acoustic model, the acoustic electric model, the deluxe acoustic electric model, any of those qualify for a special $50 off deal. All you have to do is enter the coupon code TONY50, no spaces, all lowercase, TONY50. You'll get $50 off your entire Close order. And that's pretty awesome. So thank you both Adam and Ian at Close Guitars. Really appreciate you guys. And of course, thank you guys for watching Acoustic Tuesday. And if any of you happen to go ahead and subscribe for strings, get a Close guitar. Heck, if you buy any gear, share your pictures with us, please. We'd love to hear about it. We'd love to hear your experience with it. And we just want you to spread the guitar geek love. I've got so many papers. This is so many more papers than I'm used
papers.
To. A lot of papers.
A lot of shuffling around.
But I'm a paper and pen type person. Maybe I'll get an iPad one of these days.
No, that wouldn't be very cool.
Well, my dad just got an iPad. It's great.
Oh no.
He's been recording and stuff.
Oh no.
It's great.
He already emails support like once a day.
He does it because they told him to.
I know. Okay.
Okay. Well, congratulations to all the winners. Congratulations, really, truly, congratulations to you viewers who are part of a huge Acoustic Guitar Geek movement. It's absolutely stunning. 100,000 views, 700 plus reviews on the iTunes podcast. Wow. I had no idea this was going to happen. So thank you truly for being a part of this huge thing. And since the momentum is still going, we have to have a sneak peek into next week. What's going to happen next week on Acoustic Tuesday? Well, I'm going to give you a recommendation of a book that's a firsthand account of an acoustic guitar great. This is a book that I was amazed to find, and the one that I want you to know about. I'm going to also share with you 5 signs that your guitar may be drying out. And the next wave of American primitive guitar. If you love John Fahey, please tune in to next week's episode. You will not be disappointed. So for all of us here at Tony's Acoustic Challenge headquarters, thank you so much. Really, truly, thank you for watching, sharing your time with us, and spreading the acoustic guitar geek love. I gotta say, to see acoustic guitar geeks truly unite is it's inspiring. So let's keep the positivity rolling from all of us here. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week on Acoustic Tuesday. Cheers. I can rest a shot in hollow sky. She left me without a warning. Sooner than the dogs could bark, faster than the sun rose. Down to the banks in an old mule car, she took a flatboat across the shallow. Deep and brown, she's crossing muddy water.